At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all work together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey everyone, welcome back to This With Krish Show. I'm your host, Krish Dokia. Today, buckle up, because I'm about to share and talk about NVIDIA. It's been all over the news. It's the shiny, beloved, unstoppable trillion-dollar chip darling that everyone calls the most valuable company in the world. And I want to dig deep and share everything that I've researched and know about NVIDIA. Now, Jensen Huang, who co-founded the company back in 1993, is the largest individual shareholder. Other individual shareholders include company execs and directors. How ownership works as a public company, okay? NVIDIA's ownership is distributed amongst its shareholders, who can buy and sell stock on the open market. This means that no single person or entity owns the entire company, but major institutions and individuals pretty much hold the largest stakes. But is it actually worth the hype machine? Okay. I mean, the market says it is. And we also lost almost $2 trillion in the markets yesterday. Are we witnessing the most perfectly legal, brilliantly engineered, closed-loop investment cycle ever built? And that's what I want to share today. Right, because there's a lot of questions out there regarding the stock market and investments and even crypto, which yesterday all saw some historic dips, or the fastest dips that we have seen in a long time. Now, in the year 2000, NVIDIA was a niche graphics card company for gamers. In 2024, it became the most valuable company on the planet, surpassing Apple and Microsoft, right? Two companies that quite literally run our daily lives. And I want to get into how they did it. It wasn't by selling iPhones. It's not by selling operating systems. But it has been truly by selling chips, GPUs, to companies who are, I guess, desperately trying to not be left behind in what we're calling this the AI revolution. Now, these same companies who also own massive stakes in NVIDIA, the same companies, right, guys, whose future depends on NVIDIA's chips, the same companies whose stock prices go up when NVIDIA goes down. You guys see where this is going, okay? Let's talk about the truth behind the entire NVIDIA cycle. I'm going to break it down for you guys, okay? Now, a simple explanation of the very complex and very profitable loop that I mentioned earlier. Let me break it down even further, okay? The way your, I guess, your favorite commentators might do. I'm not saying that I could be your favorite commentator, but we'll get there, okay? Now, giant institutions, right, they buy stock. BlackRock buys stock, Vanguard, Fidelity, State Street, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, okay? To mention a few. Now, every major asset manager you've ever heard of, they all hold enormous quantities of NVIDIA. Why? That's a really good question. Because you do, okay? Within your 401ks, your index funds, your retirement plan, your set it and forget it S&P allocation, all right? All of those include NVIDIA. NVIDIA is now so large that if you own an index fund, you own NVIDIA whether you want to or not. Okay? part two of this is that the big tech, the big tech companies are buying insane amounts of NVIDIA chips. In the last 2 or 3 weeks, you've seen the headlines. If you haven't, we have some articles written up on thiswithchris.com, the newsroom. Look, Microsoft buys them for Azure and OpenAI. Meta buys them for their LLAMA. Amazon buys them for AWS. Google buys these chips for Gemini. Tesla even buys them for autonomous driving. These companies are spending billions, okay? Billions with a B, on NVIDIA hardware to fuel their AI ambitions. So again, in this closed ecosystem, right? Big tech funds AI, okay? Then AI requires NVIDIA chips, and then which leads NVIDIA's profits to explode, okay? NVIDIA then uses that cash to buy back its own stock, all right? And Ben Shapiro did a, you know, talked about this pretty eloquently a couple of days ago, and I thought it was great. Look, this is the most beautifully legal form of price support ever created. Under the SEC rule 10b-18, NVIDIA repurchases billions of dollars of its own shares, then reduces the number of shares, okay, available on the market, which means each remaining share becomes more valuable, which means what? The price goes up, which then means the institutions holding it, right? Remember step one, they look like geniuses. And so guess what they do? They go out and then buy more, right? Then step four, the stock skyrockets in price, which being the number one most valuable company in the world, it impacts the S&P 500, right? Which then goes up. The NASDAQ goes up. Your retirement account goes up. Everyone is happy. Everyone looks super smart. Everyone buys more NVIDIA stock, at least the big companies, okay? And guess what? Then there's step five. And you know what that means? The cycle, the cyclical nature of this whole beast, it repeats, right? Institutions then buy more NVIDIA, big tech buys more chips, NVIDIA buys back stock, price rises, index funds then buy more. It's a loop, guys, right? It's a loop after loop after loop after loop. It's like we're stuck in the matrix with NVIDIA, okay? And guess, and you know what's crazy? Kind of like Chapter 11 bankruptcy, this loop, this cycle, is perfectly legal, beautifully efficient, self-reinforcing ecosystem of profit, okay? And then the average American, and this isn't a big FU episode to big tech or government or finance, but yes, you as an American are technically participating, but don't for one second think you're in the room where the real conversations are happening, right? So what I want to talk now about, and I'm not pissed off at all, I'm just talking and I want to share with you. Is this bad or is this brilliant? Because let's be honest, okay, there's a bubble. NVIDIA is not Theranos, the company that was doing those fake DNA tests. They're not in WeWork. It's not some overhyped fantasy. There is legitimately good in their product. They've built hardware that nobody else can replicate at scale. They dominate a market that doesn't even exist, or didn't even exist, 10 years ago. They literally control the gravitational center of artificial intelligence. But that doesn't mean that the valuation makes sense, okay? At one point, NVIDIA, okay, was trading 80 times its earnings. 80 times, can you imagine that? 80 times their earnings, 25 times their sales, right? Because they're looking at anticipation of sales versus actual sales. A market cap, they have a market cap larger than the GDP of, I think it was like 70% of most countries. That valuation, okay, assumes that artificial intelligence, AI, will grow forever. I don't know. The demand for chips will never, ever slow. Competitors will never, ever catch up. interest rates won't shake the tech sector. And we've seen that back in 2008, right? And after, governments will not intervene, assuming that China tensions won't re-escalate, that no supply chain break will even derail the production. Now, is that realistic, you guys? Probably not. But there is hype. And the hype is very, very, very real. Okay. Do you guys remember when we say, like, the stock is pumping? If you haven't watched The Big Short, you know, they use that vernacular quite frequently in the show. And so let's call it what it is. It's a legal loop of financial incentives between Wall Street and Silicon Valley. No, it's not a conspiracy. It's not illegal. It's not even hidden. It's right out in the open for everyone to see. It's just a system that exists where, I guess, a handful of giant, untouchable even, institutions invest in the same company, which then sells to the same giant corporations, which rely on the same institutions for their valuations, who then buy more of that original company and repeating that cycle, sometimes forever. Okay? If this were one of those small cap penny stocks, if you remember again from the movie, The Big Short, rather, we'd call it a pump and dump scheme, right? But because it's a $1 trillion company that we're talking about and companies involved, we call it a healthy market, guys. Perspective matters. Let me give you a quick, polished, let me talk fast and explain in 3 minutes summary, because I know this is getting long. But I'm pretty sure I've stayed on topic here, okay? Big institutions, they like to buy NVIDIA. Big tech buys NVIDIA chips. NVIDIA then buys its own stock back, which sends the stock market skyrocketing. It goes up. Index funds go up. Money flows then back in. The cycle repeats. Nothing illegal, and it is very, very profitable and very consolidated, right? And you, as the average investor, are technically in the car, but you're not the one driving. Let's get that straight. You are not driving this. So then the main question, the reason I even did this whole episode is NVIDIA really the world's most valuable company when you look at it and dissect the reasons why it's valuable? And here's the real answer. It is, but also maybe not. So I guess I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here with that response. NVIDIA is only valuable because it owns the AI supply chain. And when that changes, that's defunct, okay? It has zero real competition at scale. Again, competition enters into the fold. We'll see what happens. It's the picks and shovels of the AI gold rush. When gold is found elsewhere, valuation changes. Every major corporation relies on it until they don't. Governments rely on it until they don't. And Wall Street relies on it until the trust is lost and they don't either. Its valuation is also very, very much inflated because institutions buy the stock no matter what. Index funds automatically pump it. Buybacks artificially restrict supply. The hype machine is legit on a cardio machine going max. AI is still speculative. And the loop never stops. It's just never ending unless something breaks, which, like I mentioned, could happen. So is NVIDIA worth, again, $1 trillion? Yes, it is right now. Probably even 2 trillion, maybe, okay? We saw like a 2 or 3% dip just yesterday on Thursday, November 20th. It's worth multiples beyond that. It's just hard to justify it. The current cycles aren't sustainable forever. They're absolutely not sustainable. But does that mean there's a crash? No. But does it mean there's a correction? Yes. Reality always catches up, you guys. Okay, just because it's legal to do what they're doing, and they're not the first, right? A lot of companies have done this. But what does this mean for you as an investor, as an American? Here's the truth. If you own an S&P 500 fund, you own NVIDIA. If you own a retirement account, you also own NVIDIA. If you own tech ETFs, you definitely own NVIDIA. You don't have to do anything right now. I was talking to my my financial advisor yesterday afternoon, you know, because I have concerns. But look, if you're thinking about buying individual shares, recognize the difference between a great company versus, I guess, a perfect storm. It's the only way I can put it. That may not last forever. NVIDIA is both of those things. A historical anomaly and a technological masterpiece. And if you're an investor, again, you should definitely be doing some research on the companies you're purchasing. Okay. Look, this has been a short, almost rant, maybe dropping the mic a little bit on how NVIDIA actually operates and a lot of these big tech firms do. But the fact that some of the biggest hedge funds tech companies out there are the ones that are fueling it is interesting. Now, ask yourself, is NVIDIA the next Amazon or is it the next bubble? If you're listening to this show on Spotify or watching on YouTube, hit that follow, hit that subscribe. Go over to the website, thiswithkrish.com. Lots of news articles. We've broken it down by sports and technology, even AI, finance, economy, all of those things, faith, family, freedom at the front and center of this, whatever it is that we're doing. Follow us again on the podcast. So leave some comments. I'd love to hear some more of what your thoughts are. The stock market, the crypto, there's a lot going on right now. A lot of uncertainty, especially, you know, in the weeks following, actually a week following the government shutdown. There's just so much going on. Again, short, quick, hot, and info-filled episode for you guys. Tune in for the next one. We do have the Mara Ed episode 2 coming with my wife. And as always, I love y'all.